the Ran or the Rishonim have a Ha'ora. Because I'll say we're in Golas Edom. The city which destroyed Klal Yisrael, the nation which destroyed Klal Yisrael, is Rome. So the kasha is that in Parshas Balak, when Bilam has his last nevuah, when he sees the future, he says, he sees in the future there's going to be this seam. These Rashi says, that these are very large boats. There's going to be this attack. Miyad kitim from the kitim. We see in the istacharon that the ramoa that the targum unkelus. We see in the istacharon miramoya. There's going to be this large fleet of ships which is going to come from Rome, and it's going to overtake the country of Asher, and it's going to afflict Asher, and it's going to afflict Aver. Eventually, it will be destroyed as well. So it says, "With simiyad kitim." This sim is the big boats, like you have the zim. The Israeli ship line is called zim, from the word sim. Miyad kitim from kitim, which is Rome. So who's kitim? So Parshas Noach says, "Bnei Yavan is Elisha, b'Sarshish kitim medodonim." And one of the sons of Yavan is kitim. So kitim is Yavan. Last week's parsha, Magdiel is talking about Romi. It says Italia. Rashi says Aluf Magdiel Italia Shal Yavan. It's the area of Italy which is part of Yavan. So is it Rome? This is Edom. Aluf Magdiel. It's Rome. It's Edom. It's Italia Shal Yavan. What do the Yavan over here? So which one is it? It's this kasha. The Rishonim asked the kasha. The Ramban asked the kasha. Ibn Ezra says is that the people which are foolish have never thought about the things, think they were in the Golos of Edom. Because we're not in the Golos of Edom, we're in the Golos of Yavan, because it says Rome is Yavan. And the people who don't think, that's what they say. Problem is, that's what Chazal say, so that's very nice when Ibn Ezra says that about Chazal. So the Ramban reacts very strongly to that piece of Ibn Ezra. He says that yes, the Hamanam is from Yavan, but the kings were from Edom. Therefore, it's called Hashem Edom. Alternatively, many people from Edom intermingled, intermarried, mixed into the people of Kittim, and therefore, it's truly the land of Kittim, which is part of Yavan. But it's impacted and affected by Edom because they mixed together. Okay, so you give me an interesting historical answer. Tell me the facts. It's Yavan, it's Italia Shal Yavan, it's Rome is part of Yavan, it's part of Kittim, which is one of the children of Yavan, and but it's also Edom, and that's okay, so we're now very happy. But Halodoberhu, like, if this is supposed to be Golos Edom, and the Chazal say that there's a Nevuah, Daniel has a vision of the Dal Malchius, and the fourth of the Malchius is Edom. And specifically, Edom happens to have been the kings over a country which the Torah defines as really as Yavan. There's actually some element of Hebrew between Edom and Yavan which is significant to us, for us to understand. Rodessa writes, when he talks about the Dal Malchus, he talks about that each one of the Malchus is there's some element that Klai Yisrael was deficient in, and therefore Klai Yisrael goes into a Golus, which is going to be that they're going to be challenged by a nation which has that meter raw, which Klai Yisrael is grappling with in a very strong way. So it's going to, as it were, bring out the meter raw of Klai Yisrael even greater, but force them to do tshuva because it's going to be used against Klai Yisrael. So Klai Yisrael will do tshuva from that element of which is incorrect. So Paras, Chazal define them, they're very large, like a dove, and the issue was the pleasures of this world. Bavel was the meat of, there was the meat of Kass. Yavan is this element of Gaiva, of Azus, the element of the desire for Chochma. And Edom, he says, the last goal was a combination of all three. So whatever we haven't truly been misakin. So whenever there's a Chazal are kaveh yomtiv as a geula, means there is a geula from that golus. In some way, we've rectified that element which is incorrect in us. Similar resecha to a geula, but not totally. And that's why we don't have the final geula. So Purim. Klal Yisrael was the head of the Sudan Shalach Hashemayrish, and the head of the Sudan Marisa Russia, and they let themselves be drawn into that world. When Klal Yisrael pulled away from it, Klal Yisrael became distinct. Klal Yisrael fasted. Klal Yisrael did tshuva, and some element of the gula we have from that. Yavon the same thing, but it's not a final gula. The final gula will only come lasad labai, because there's some element which we still have that issue. So we still living in the gulas of Edom, that's the rights, because we have this issue of Yavon as well. That being said, it's a fascinating thing. We look at the society. So the Bavel rules over the whole world. Eventually, it's overcame by Paras. That rules over the whole world. Eventually, it's overcome by Alexander, Yavon, that rules over the whole world. Then Rome takes it over and rules over the whole world. We talk about Western civilization, and when we describe this, what we're in, what's called Western civilization, we hark back to the Greeks. I never heard people say, we hark back to the Babylonians. You know, we're still living with the civilization of the Babylonians. They left our impact on our society. The Persians have left their impact on our society. We don't hear that. That the Greeks have left an impact in our society. Many of the rules, the approaches to science, the different things are still rooted in the concepts which were developed by the Greeks. So there's something unique about Yavon that we're grappling with that much more than Bavel and Paras. The Rambam has a very strong lashon. He talks about, you know, the Rambam. He's responding a little bit to the Rambam. The Rambam put Aristotle on a pedestal. He had tremendous respect for Aristotle. The Rambam was very upset at him about that. So the Rambam writes, calls him Aristotle a Rasha. He calls him a Rasha. He's a horrible person. He's a person who put the mind of man on a pedestal. He says that the greatness in man is to contemplate. We don't have a problem with that. We understand the greatness of man is to contemplate. We don't think that's a terrible thing. The first yisod of all of avodah is the hiras, which is the process of thinking. Kesus kefered loyhavim, you can run like an animal which doesn't think. Right? The pasuk the navi tadasan is the klai yisod. No, you have to stop and to think. So the first step in all avodah is the thinking. So we're good. That's what Greek believes in, thinking. But they came along with this disorder that said if the human mind can't grasp it, it doesn't make sense to the human mind, it can't be true. So yes, you're supposed to think. But there's nothing beyond your thought. So therefore, to understand that the world was created as opposed to a world which always existed is what they were contemplating. Aristotle says the world always existed. He couldn't contemplate the concept. He couldn't comprehend the concept that there's a creator and it's created. He believed in a God, but that the God had the power of the world, it didn't make sense to him. So Yavon comes along and he says to us, he says, think. So Jew says, yeah, think. Reporter points out, other point out, it says, you never found anywhere something called Mispavlim. There's no such thing as Misparsim, but there are Misyavdim. There's Jews who became Hellenists. There's no Jews who became Babylonians. There's a Misbavlim. You never find your lashon Misadmim. There's Misadmim. There's Shmad. There's Geshmadzach. Right? But there's Musach Misyavein. So there's a lashon Chazal that Shem and Yefes are Achim. Shem and Yefes acted one way, Chom acted the other way. In some way there's elements of connection between the two of them. And the school of Shem is Klal Yisrael of Rav Yitzchak ben Yaakov. And school of Yefes, the most purest expression of Yefes is Yavon. So there's an element of Achva between Yefes, Yavon, and Shem, Yisrael. They come and they say, think. And the Jew says, that's a good thing. We believe in thinking. Yeah, think a lot. Beautiful thing. The Mishrashim Yavoida, the Bach. Supposedly you learn, it's hard, it's long, it's not so exciting anymore, it's an Altazach, Beis HaMikdash. What should the Mishrashim Yavoida? What's the Yisrael HaMikdash? We spoke about this idea before. Beis HaMikdash is the most fascinating thing in the world. Beis HaMikdash, we spoke about this Friday night a little bit. You walk in the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach's going to come tomorrow morning, but Mashiach's going to come, we're going to go to Yerushalayim. And when you bring a korban, Chayav Korban Chatas, we're going to bring an Oila, we're going to bring a Shlomim, Taida to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You come to Beis HaMikdash, our Muslim Abed is Hashem, we work in our Midas, we daven, we talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, etc. We come to Beis HaMikdash with an animal. Now most of us have probably, we're not into animals so much. Maybe you go to the zoo once in a while, a petting zoo. You go to the petting zoo, you find this little shepsel, and you say, okay, great, looks. No moom on him, let's go to the Beis HaMikdash. You give him to the Kohen, and he takes a knife and he shechs the animal. And there's a lot of blood. You put the blood in a cup, in a large container, and you throw it on the Mizbeach. You cut the animal open, you take out the innards, you put it on the Mizbeach, and you burn it. And you eat the meat. Avodah Hashem, we don't relate to it. Wine, Mizbeach, shemen, flour. You want to be misnot of wood. Money, we relate to giving money. We can choose to give money, right? Okay, gold, silver, stones. We don't relate to it. Erev Pesach, the Beis HaMikdash, there's a lot of blood. The Yom says, look, this is godliness. God that says contemplating. Thinking about God. Thinking. They didn't stop doing Avodah. But the understanding that the sight of this world is Gashmius. That Gashmius has a function. Yaman says, we believe in Gashmius. Beauty. It's a wonderful thing. Human physique. Wonderful. Gymnasiums. Taiva? Yeah, they're the Taiva. They're Mishkos Achronics. They believed in it. Peshitta. They believed in Olam Hazeh. It's a beautiful expression of the comely body of man. The Olympic Games. Baruch Hashem, we still have the Olympic Games. Like we're still back in Greece. Baruch Hashem, Israel has not hosted yet the Maccabee Games. Right. And I don't know. I don't think the Yehuda Maccabee would be so proud of what they're doing. It's not what it's all about. So Kaiso says physicality is very important. Yaman says it's very important. What's the machlokes? Kaiso says that physical is a vehicle of service to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rishon created the world. He created us with a very physical being. So it's just a hechatim to overcome it? No, it's to use it to be able to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Yalman comes along and says, I'm going to probe the depths of the universe to make man greater, because the purpose is man. Yalman, the year 2017 of the common era. Science, philosophy, understanding, we can unlock the secrets of the universe. Therefore, man will have a more comfortable existence. We live in a society which, they say it's fell on its head. It's falling apart. Because if the goal is that man should have a more comfortable existence, so anything which makes him comfortable is not acceptable. So we live in a society where nothing allowed to make you uncomfortable. Because you can't deal with it. So a teacher should say something in school which would make one of the students uncomfortable, so you're sent to the teacher. How dare you? Especially if I'm a minority. Life is about not being the hurt. Yeah, they're right. That was Yavon. life is about creating a better existence for man. So man is important. Thinking is important. Understanding is important. Contemplating is important. Developing technology, science, it's all important because it'll make man better. We are living in Yavan. Edom is Yavan. Nothing changed. Classes me through Ashram Yavoid. It's like, I hear. Okay, but like, you know, so really, does it really make sense? Does that make sense to us? Excuse me? Did I ask you to make sense to you? I ask you, you should rise to understand that the Bereshit created a phenomenal mitzias that Gashmi is his ruchnius. That shechting a korban and blood and physical parts is ruchnius. It's kedusha. It's avodas Hashem. It's the greatest thing which a man can aspire to. I can take my physical being and make it a kli to avodas, to something greater than myself. It's not about me. I'm not on the pedestal. It's not the man with his mind on the pedestal that I'm worshiping and I'm serving and my goal in life is. Edom is this powerful nation. Edom's power was to take the lessons of Yavan and spread it to the whole world. And to pressure Klal Yisrael. So Adam comes along and says, you know, but there's the final goal is that there's going to be a Mashiach. Anointed one of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's going to be wonderful. No, we got a Mashiach already. We took care of that problem also. Well, Kabbalah say that the Dabba is called Ben Yishai, Medavka is called Ben Yishai. You go to Beis Yishai, Ben Yishai. Yishai stands for Yesh. Yesh and Shai. Which is the gematria of Keser. The goal is the Keser Malchus, to Kodesh Baruch Hu. They also have it. Yeah, they spell it wrong. It doesn't end up with Keser Malchus, to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yaakov says in the parasha conversation between Yaakov and Esav, he goes back for Pachim Ketan. So we said that we shared this Machshava Friday night. So the Gaon says that he went back. The Gaon says in Megillah that the Bereshit allows the human being. There's three halakot to human being. There's a person's teshama, his goof, and his mamon. There's three halakot to human being. So he says, you know, we have these. You know, our chinuch in yeshiva was like mamon is bad. Like gashmi is defining yourself by gashmi. Don't define yourself by gashmi. That's you're you, and there's gashmi is you know money, treif. So, I mentioned that the Landesman said over a story. He went to Harvard. So he went to hear Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. Said for Shabbos he was there. He went to hear him. You know, he gets up and he says, "It's Russia." He says, "In this mamish, this yisoid of machshava. You understand? This is yisoid kol tor kula. With this, you understand kol tor kula." He said, "Like wow, his mazel. He came that week. Which punkt? He said yisoid kol tor kula." Like Namash, he has he was there to come punkt the week that the yisoid of everything you need to know was said. Wow. Goes the next week for Shoshu, he finishes, and this yisoid called Tarakula. He says, 1 second, that was last week. Okay, there's 2 yisoids called Tarakula. By the 6th week, he realized that that's how we spoke. So he gets up, he says, you know, the Rav gets up and he says, it's important, you have to understand, you know, before you do something, human beings are defined by the Kayacha Machshava, and you have to have Sehiris, and you have to think, and you have to take it slowly, and don't rush. It's a incredible Chazach. Musr Shmuz, Mamash, Sehiris, Gavaldik. Okay, good. Next week he says, was haste, it's Rizus, the Kayach of Chabetz is a terrible thing. You have to go quickly and move, and you have to jump, and don't. So which one is it? Sehiris is Rizus. Make up your mind. Like, you know, it's color war teams. There's heroes on one side and heroes on one side, you know. But it's our life. Which one is it? So I tell you, gosh, we have to fail. So you heard that, Shmuz. You must be the only shot in the Torah. So the guy, no. There's another half to this. That's the way the Shmuz of the heroes. Now what the Shmuz is about to hear is the reasons. Ah, what's haste? The Bereshit created you. He gave everything he gave you, gave it for a reason. It's just a hechatim to be a hechatim to drive you crazy. That's all it is for. He gave you all of your gashmi as a hechatim to express yourself in this world. He gave you your neshama, he gave you your goof, and he gave you your nechassim. This is all part of who you are. This is what you're supposed to, this is your kelim to your HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't leave it behind. I can't leave it. It's part of me. It's part of who I am. It's part of my function. It's part of my tachlis and the bria. I can't waste it. It's very hard in our society to relate to this. If we were stuck with the cardboard boxes. I mean, you know, cardboard boxes are very valuable. They sell for a lot of money. You can do so many different things with them. How can you throw out a cardboard box? But you know, at some point in time, you have nowhere to live. There's so many cardboard boxes coming to your house. What are you supposed to do? So you throw them out. So we've lost the value of items. We don't understand what it means that everything is given for a purpose. He's such a little extreme, you know. He always was extreme in everything he did. Rabbi Kaufman, Shmuel Kaufman from Detroit. He had a tzaddik, but he was a geshmak. Rabbi Yaakov was a Herman's grandson, not any spoiler from the ganze Welt. He could save 15 cents, he'd save 15 cents, because why should I waste 50 cents? I could use it for something more valuable. And he wasn't embarrassed. When he used to go to the airport, he used to send the kids to looking into all the telephones to see if there's any change left to one of the phones. Maybe there's some money. Let's haste, you could use a penny for tzedakah. We're not against gashmius. It's the most valuable thing in the world. Why? Because the Hechatimsa expressed a human being. Mm-hmm. The Hechatimsa, the Russian, gave it to me for a tachlis to be over the Kodesh Baruch Hu in some way with it. In some way to bring the whole Bria to its tachlis. That penny is a Hechatimsa to bring the whole Bria to its tachlis. That's a Shkafa Zatara. It's a very big challenge in our society. The Shabbos Aveda, the end of Zman. All the coats which are left over, and the jackets are left over, and the pens which are left over, it's thousands of dollars. It's something to throw out. Like, you couldn't care less. We live in a society of such bracha. We don't understand the value of anything. Like, when was the last time somebody, sewed up the holes in your socks? You throw out the socks. You buy new socks. Not because he's cash, because he's time. It's not worth time. It's money. I get it. Yachimino goes back for Pachim Ketan. The Baal Yimashava said those Pachim Ketan were the Pachim Ketan of Hanukkah. That I can come along. The Rebbe come along and says that you can tell me the oil is ore. It's a Voida. This, it's a light of enlightening the bria of something greater than that. It's nothing. That there should be a musik that you could take oil, understand that it's something physical has a tachlis greater than just its physical reality. Who taught Klal Yisrael that? Who put that schus in the Klal Yisrael? The Klal Yisrael was able to hold on to that yisoid. And when they're coming along and saying the whole tachlis is just have a good time and have man and enhance man. That's all it's about. So if you enjoy, if you want to waste oil, I don't care what you do with it. Yaakovino went back for Pachim Ketana. Yaakovino says, Yesh li kol. I have everything. I have exactly what I need. Not more, not less. Esav says, Yesh li rov. I have so much. So Mamshat, they say, means I never have enough. I always want more. Mamshat says, I don't know. I have more than I need. What do you mean more than you need? How can you have more than you need? How can the person give you more than you need? If he gave it to you, means you need it. It means that you're supposed to do something good with it. You haven't figured out what to do with it yet? Okay, so you figure out what to do with it. How this is supposed to be a vehicle to be able to Kodesh Baruch? I don't know. I'll figure it out. That's my avoider. So the Goyim says that part of the mitzvah of the human being is his nechassim. There's a yesh and there's a yesh. The Rosh gave us yesh. He gave us a mitzias. He gave us a mitzias for this world and a mitzias for the world to come. He gave us a yesh and a yesh. Mitzias of the world to come is totally because we use the mitzias in this world properly. And our society is screaming at us, no. Society is screaming at us from every which way and saying, no. It's about physicality, enjoying ourselves. It's about you. The bottom line, it's not about anything, it's about you. And if you want to waste it, you want to use it, don't use it. Give it away. Use it to build, use it to enhance, use it to further. We're sitting in a Hemshech Pasha. This is Yavan. And Yavan says, no, I'm not saying you shouldn't think. And I'm saying, Adarabba, find, study, science, figure out the nano cells, they're going to use human cells for currents. The cells that make currents in them. Because there is currents inside of your cells. So they're going to use it in microchips in the computer. So pretty soon they're going to embed it in the human being. They can make it that should work inside the human being. They have it all worked out. We'll be a bionic man, you know. It doesn't make us any smarter. It doesn't make us any better over the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Artificial intelligence. So the robots, why better than a robot? A robot doesn't have taivas. A robot doesn't have the ability to conquer its taivas and be over something greater. So Asus says, taiva. Kaiso says, overcome taiva. The Russian gave it to you for a reason. He gave you passion. Yes, you need passion. Right? You need passion to care about somebody else. You need passion to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You need passion to appreciate the brachas that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you. You need passion for many things. A person bites into an apple and he enjoys the apple and he says, Rosham, wow, you made such a beautiful bria. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for such a beautiful apple. So he used an apple to become greater, more greatly aware of his creator. Isn't that special? That's how you eat an apple. That's how you look at a sunset. Ah, it's a beautiful thing. I want to paint it. Take a picture of it. My smartphone. It's a Pasuk in Nebuch. I don't do. You go to beautiful. Instead of contemplating and absorbing, and expanding your horizons. Excuse me. And seeing something greater, and the hair in Kadosh Baruch Hu, the hair in Kadosh Baruch Hu's. We're busy taking pictures. We're not in the moment. We're not absorbing. The Rosh Hashanah told me, he says, he never knew what the word breathtaking meant. So he went to the Grand Canyon. So the Grand Canyon, and physically he couldn't breathe. He was so overwhelmed by the sight that he almost fainted because he couldn't get his breath. That leaves a Rosh Hashanah on a person. That there's the Rosh Hashanah made a Bria. I had experience once, I have breathtaking once in my life also. I was in a Besdin, first time I was in a Besdin for Gairs. Only time I was in a Besdin for Gairs. One and a half times. Person does Mila heals, goes to the mikveh, put him in the mikveh. That Besdin says to him, you go down to the water and you come up, you're a Jew. I couldn't breathe. I'm seeing something which is the most mind-boggling thing in my life. I'm seeing a person become a Jew. I almost fainted. I couldn't breathe. It was breathtaking. That the Russian made such a reality in our Bria. Could you walk away? The terrible Chanan says that Chanan was looked like he used to go to Mikra Erev Shabbos. They asked him how you talk. He says, if a Mikra can take a Goy and make it into a Yid, it could do something good for me too. I know exactly what, but it can do something good for me too. If it can make it go into a Yid. I'm not passing you should go to Mikra, not Erev Shabbos. That's not my point. This is a phenomenal Bria that we live in, with tremendous kaichus. I don't know what it means. I don't know how it works. The Russian said it works. You could take a Goy and put him into a mikveh and he comes out a Jew. It's the most mind-boggling thing in the world. And you take an apple and you make a bracha on it and eat it and enjoy it and savor it and feel kedusha and feel the awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's also mind-boggling. And it expands your horizons. And I could take money and I can use it for a mitzvah. And I made it eternal. I think I told you one of the head of mice I had sitting in my office. You know, I like my hot cup. I use my hot cups. I had one hot cup left. And Rav Aaron usually takes a hot cup. He takes a meal. So I could say, I walked in. I get there first because I don't want to really. There's only one hot cup left. And I know if I take it now, I'll have a hot cup. I'll have my hot drink. If I leave it, Rav Aaron will have a hot drink. So I said to myself, you know, if I have the hot drink now, I have a hot drink now. If Rav Aaron has it, I have a hot drink at Olam Haba. I made my cup eternal. I made it something which is going to last forever. I made it to a mitzvah. I'd rather have an eternal cup than my hot drink right now. That's the Bria that we live in. That's the Bria that the Yevonim didn't see. That's the Kaisos Nisrashel Bavoda. They didn't see it either. And that's when the Chashmonaim came along and said that we should have a Avodah Sveis HaMikdash. Because there's nothing greater than that to take physical and make it into something which is eternal. To take physical and make it into Kedusha. To take physical and make it into Avodah Hashem. That's the tachlis of the whole Bria. How can you not fight for that? What are we living for? There's another purpose in the world. When Klai Yisrael heard that, they had a Geul over Yevanim. But we do not have the final Geul over the Yevanim, and we're still grappling with this question. We're living in a society which is screaming at us not like that. And that's why Edom and Yavon are intertwined. And Rome is Italia Shal Yavon. And Rome is from Kittim, which is Yavon. But the leaders, the ones who've taken that Klayach of Yavon and expanded it to the whole Bria and put the message into the whole world, that's Rome. That's the Edom of Rome. And our avodah is there's going to be Yerodah Chesed about Kevesov, that we're going to hold on to that. One day when he finally gets it, we're going to hold on and come after him and overcome. We're going to take the Mashiach. Mashiach's going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash at the Rome. That's the sign that he's Mashiach and bring Kabbonis. And we understand that physical is avodah Hashem. And that's its tachlis. Mm-hmm. And that's the greatness of this Bria. Then we understand why we're here in this world. Not in Olam Haba, where we don't need that. In this world, where the guf is part of our being, and our nechosim are part of our being as well.